Zondervan presents Daughter of Silk by Linda Lee Chaikin, read by Christine Rendell. Chapter 1.
Marquis Fabien de Vendôme stood on the open balustrade of the Royal Palais Chateau at Chambord, resting his muscled shoulder against the broad marble embrasure. He fixed his attention below in the courtyard, where voices shouted and horse-hoofs clattered over stone. Another burst of activity erupted near the gate. The king's cuirassiers, garbed in black and crimson, sporting brass and steel, threw open the double gate. Riders thundered into the courtyard as though pursued by fiendish gargoyles. Fabien recognized Le Duc de Guise, mounted on a black charger with a jeweled harness and gold velvet housing edged in green braid. Guise's men-at-arms followed, bearing the flag of the House of Guise from the Duchy of Lorraine. Fabien straightened from the embrasure, clamping his jaw. The secret rumblings of hatred smouldered in the rocky caverns of his soul at the sight of the Duke. Le Duc de Guise looked up toward the balcony. His gaze appeared to search, as if he could sense a burning pit of hellish emotions attacking him from somewhere, as if he was a jackal smelling a rotting carcass to feed upon. Then Le Duc de Guise locked gazes with Marquis Fabien. Guise's lips turned into a hard, faintly mocking smile. Fabien smiled in return and offered a bow.